Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Music on KNBR, San Francisco.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a beautiful Friday. Hope you're enjoying this wind down of summer on the Mike O'Mara Show. And for those of you that are giving me advice, why don't you all just go out and get bent?
So I send you to sleep after the
night. Oh, I love it.
Sorry about that. I can't help myself.
1580 KLOU, Lake Charles.
Washington, D.C. weather. It's going to be a beautiful weekend to get out and enjoy yourself. Yes, sir. Fantastic times. Want to say thank you to all of our listeners. You're the reason I get up in the morning and come into work. Thank you so very much. And for advice givers, please do me a real big favor and lick it.
I'll be working my way back to you, babe.
Sorry about that.
Since you're doing the softer stuff, it's great.
What? I'm sorry. What was that?
I say, since you're doing the softer stuff, I love the emotional delivery of the talk. It's the best.
Thank you very much. This is going to pick it up a little bit.
Okay.
Huh?
Washington's winner, all hit.
Simple intro.
W-A-V-A.
L-M-A. That's right, L-M-A. Oh. Why don't you stew on those letters for a while, huh? You want to think about that, ladies and gentlemen? It's real simple. It means leave me alone. Yeah. A lot of people telling me what to do, how to live my life, who to talk to, who not to talk to. I understand you have your opinion, but for the love of merciful Christ, would it kill you just to leave it in your pants for a couple of hours, you ass?
I love it.
I had a different LMA in mind.
What's that?
It starts with lick.
Oh, no, whoa. Stop that.
I thought maybe you were a shock jock. I didn't know.
A dirty birdie.
I am.
It's mainly lesbian.
I'm Mac, what was that? That was terrible. I'm just playing with my soundboards, you know. It's like a toy that I really didn't use. You know, you get to the end of the summer and you say to yourself, hey, I haven't used the toys, and I like to use the toys.
Toys.
Get a chance to
toys,
use the
toys for boys.
Yeah. Yeah. All girls and boys love toys.
You know, here's one I haven't used all summer.
Obama.
There you go.
Obama. He used to be the president.
He was. He was indeed. You know, I don't know. All right. It's just a...
Larry.
All right. Thank you. What is knock on Fred's door? Why is
Because it's a Hanna-Barbera knock sound effect. It's Fred Flintstone.
Gee, Bonnie, who's at the door? Gee, Bonnie, who's at the door?
You're going to have to find someone else to do my voice because I'm going to die in 1968.
All right, that's the end of that. Hey, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. You know, the guy's constant. We're constantly communicating on this show, whether we're on the air or off the air. And Oscar Santana is the most educated. He's got his MBA.
Right.
But it's become apparent to everybody on the show, the more and more that he deals with his house, his home. He lived and owned his own condo for a while.
Yes.
The marvelous. He made a killing when they went condo.
Yes.
The man has been on his own. And let me, but what he hasn't been is Harry homeowner,
no.
But for a short period of time.
No. Yeah.
And, you know, from sawing off his radiators to tearing down his
that's
own
so
chimney
painful.
To taking a fishing rod and trying to fish a dead rodent out of his chimney. This man is, these are nightmarish homeowning situations.
Oh, will you entertain a question and earmuffs for
certainly.
A second? Oscar.
Yeah, earmuffs.
Just for a sec.
Absolutely.
I think that there are the handy people and there are the unhandy people, but that's not what's at play here. You and
I am an unhandy person.
No, so you can get stuff done. You've gotten barely. Stuff done in the past, but yeah, here, and I have too, but here's what you and I have. We have a certain reticence. We hesitate to launch into a project if we don't know exactly what we're doing because
right.
we don't want to make it worse and, God forbid, leave it at an incomplete state like when Carrie paints anything. So
Well, let's go right over to the yin-yang of YouTube and find out you know, what's happening here with Mr. Homeowner Project. Are you really using – go ahead and just say what you're doing. You have roof issues. I'll kick it over to you, and I won't interrupt you. Go ahead.
So it was documented here in the program that a couple of weeks ago I had a leak in my ceiling. Roofer came over, said he had fixed the situation. Well, he eyeballed the situation. He had to do a little more investigation. He said he had thought he had fixed and addressed the problem. And as you know,
then did he back out of the room laughing?
No, he left, and he's a good, look, the guy's a good guy. It just, like, I think anyone that's ever had roofing issues, there is no perfect science there. And I'm learning that the hard way here, because
it's a racket. First of all, there's the perfect science. If you ask me, it's a racket. I get roofing stuff down here. I'm looking at a moss covered roof here, which, you know, there's
sounds so romantic.
Can't be good. Everything about the roof. Here's what I believe. And I could be totally wrong. Yes. And for roofers out there, and I know there are many of you that listen to the show, I am sorry, but I feel as though roofers come to your house and take a peek at the roof, and there will always be something wrong. There will always be a reason.
You're right.
You got to spend the $20,000 or $30,000 to resurface.
The real solution is a total reshingling. We could attempt to repair it, but
a reshingling.
Yeah, shingles.
Well, I've got a metal roof, so there's that. I can't. That's not even an option, because if you have to. If you have to fix a metal roof.
Tin roof. Rusted. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's what happens, right? It rusts.
Yeah.
And
you and me and rain on the roof.
Shannon calls me and says, we've got another leak.
We have got another leak.
This past week.
Let me ask about your roof leak.
Yes.
You are in need. If you are getting water coming into your home and coming through the ceiling, and you're seeing the stains of it, you're really, unfortunately, the harsh reality is that there's nothing you can do. You've got to get a roof.
Yeah, I've got to do something, right? I got to do something. Now,
buy a bucket.
I write our roofer, and Shannon, you know, shares the text with me, because we're on the group text. We say, sir, we've got water coming in our roof again. Like, when can you get here? This is Saturday, right? He writes back Sunday. Sorry, I missed your text. I'll be there Wednesday. He writes back Wednesday and says, sorry, I got another job with all these with all this torrential downpour. I'll see you Friday. Friday is today. He's
this
coming
is
over
to come
today,
out
right?
and
yeah.
give you an to look at your roof right. and tell you what you need to,
yes.
to do. Excuse me.
But you can't wait, because sometimes you got to be proactive. Now, when you're proactive, sometimes you cut off radiators when you're not supposed to. That being said, I couldn't wait from Saturday to Wednesday, initially, now Friday, for a roofer.
Right.
So I went out of my way, went on Amazon, and I bought, and I'm sure everyone's seen these commercials, the Flex Seal spray.
No.
Oh, no.
The stuff in a can that's made out of rubber and you're supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you can build a hydrofoil and go out in the Florida Everglades if you
right.
want.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Door. Yeah.
But can like this thing really catch a mouse?
It's like the flat tire fixer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my
so
God.
I look
canned on, tire.
I look online. They've got the spray. And did you know they have the tape?
Yes,
now,
actually,
you can get the tape in black or white. As a rube, I bought the white tape, right?
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, you know, this will probably be easier to place. I have a red tin roof. So now, if you look at
Do
my
you
roof.
Live in a Pizza Hut?
Yes. if you look at my roof, I had to get up on there. And when I thought I saw any rough spots, I put tape on there. And then for the gutters, I put Flex Seal on there. Now,
perfect.
You may be wondering, hey,
no more leak.
That's
like
right.
Magic.
And it turned his entire house into an antenna.
My roof now.
Hey.
I know, Mike. I'm sorry.
Is while it looks like it's been shaven and cut a zillion times, there's a bunch of white patches all over it.
Sure.
If you're it now has no leaks. I
so you
fixed
the
roof
leak with the leak repair with the rubber in a can?
With Flex Seal.
Yes.
Flex Seal.
Have you gotten a thank you note from the HOA yet?
It takes... Oh, I look... The house, it should be delisted because I'm going to get some sort of fine.
You got... it. You didn't... What color is your roof? Is it
red.
Like
red, like Pizza Hut. A red tin roof.
And the Flex Seal was white?
White tape.
That's got to look really,
it
really attractive.
It is so ghetto.
Okay, how about this? Could you possibly fake it with like spray paint.
Hello, that's what I order next.
Oh God.
Now listen.
Your neighbors are going to get nervous if they see you of Hispanic origin walking the street with a can of spray paint.
Absolutely.
Be careful.
Is this Latino going to tag this brick well?
Hey, I have to ask you this.
Is this a leaked? Is it on a seam or is it like a rotted out, rusted out hole?
Seam, Mike. You know your roofs. I'm very impressed. It's on a seam.
And you ran it down. What I'm trying to picture of your roof, is it just like a little stripe of this stuff? Is this the stuff that comes out like Ready Whip, where just put it out there?
So
he didn't use that on the roof. That would just be silly. Use that in the gutters.
I used the silly spray. Silly string spray. I use that.
That's the Flex Seal,
The Flex Seal spray I used on the gutters, right?
Okay.
And you need to apply twice. You got to let it cure for 24 hours. So I did it 2 days in a row.
Like a ham.
Came back out there. I got the clear spray. So it looks just like basically a bunch of joogies in my gutters.
What?
Please, for God's sake, let it move on.
Yes, Mike. Okay, like Mother Nature had an orgasm.
Oh! Okay.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oh, you.
But the worst part of that equation is the actual tape that's on the roof.
Okay, I need to ask a question because my father's beach house also has a red tin roof.
That's the fire department.
That is, they're going to save your house.
Yes.
Your house, is the roof flat or is it at an incline?
A
small incline.
Yes.
So is it like there are stripes of red tin and then there's like joining stripes above it?
Yes.
And those are what are rotted out or busted, and that's where the water's getting
in.
Does the white go with the red, like candy stripe?
Oh my God! Yes,
candy
cane.
You've
got a Santa roof. Do you have a Santa roof?
I've got a
North Pole roof,
a holiday themed roof. And if I don't spray paint it and I get no letters, I'm really into the holidays.
You really are.
There you go.
Right around the corner.
Holiday roof. Where does the tape come in?
The tape is where I patched what I thought were problem areas on the tin roof. Now, the big question I have once a roofer comes out on Friday is, how does he remove the tape? Because it says once it's on, it's on.
I had a metal roof.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Oscar's house, where every day is Christmas.
All right, everybody.
Here's Oscar.
The Candyman is here.
Oscar, I had a house in Manassas that I had a building inspector come out and look at before I bought it.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting baked. Because up on the roof, they had taken a rubber material, tar, rubber, whatever. It was a rubber kind of patch.
Yes.
They had put the patch in where the roof was horrible, and they had painted over it in the color of the roof. So you're not exactly
Oh, you know
alone.
What it is? That was a cheap, quick fix.
It was a cheap, quick fix.
The old Santana.
The old tar
can I tell
in
you
the
this?
Roof.
As someone who now and down there, by the way, the roofs down in Florida where, you know, you got a 4-year roof and that needs replacing. It's probably could. You know, there are roofers in my neighborhood down in Cocoonville every single week. They are passionate about. There is a concerted effort, to get these people to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's roofs, roofs, roofs. Here's what I think. I think if you are not leaking and you patched it together, I think,
I'm okay until I have to replace the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Let him come out and tell
and
you
know
what you
you're
going to
gonna sell before you do that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But a home inspection could bite him in the ass on that.
Flex Seal?
A lot of times.
You have to fix that before
Let me tell you what home
home
inspectors don't like to do. They don't like to climb on the roof.
That's
and
true.
Spend any real time.
That's true.
There.
And also,
he said out that the hard way, for God's sake.
He's going to say, does that look like Flex Seal? And I was going to say, I don't know. Does this look like $40?
Yeah, would that it would be that easy.
You
Rob.
Bought it. I bought two cans. That's how much it costs.
Yeah,
that's
but right. I'm saying that's you're bribing right. the inspector.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
No, in Rob's world, the whole, all of life is a Humphrey Bogart movie. You know,
that's right.
It's no problem. Yeah, here's two 20s. Take care of it, pal. Yeah. Look the other way. Yeah, there you go.
Somehow I
yeah.
became the villain in the fact that his house has a rotten roof.
No, it is. If you can, here's the way I look at it. I think that if you've got water coming through to your bedroom, you probably have a serious, serious issue. With that said, if you got up there and patched it and did it, you keep the wolves at bay.
Yeah.
What I don't want is at least you've got a real problem. If he comes out and tells you you have this and this and this, there's probably a little more credibility than we get down in Florida where everybody's roof has to be replaced.
Yeah, right away, right away.
You could have replaced your roof half an hour ago. Yeah, that looks a little suspect to me. We might want to tear off this section. Oh, you got some wood rot in here.
Termites. It's always wood rot. Well, you have evidence of some insect activity.
There is. It's not an issue, but I finally need to address per the roofer, right, who said, is that your dish, your DirecTV dish on your roof? Because it's been bolted onto my roof. And I said, not by me. It was there when we bought the house.
Yeah, Oscar's cut the cable. He doesn't do DirecTV.
Turns out it's my neighbor's dish on my roof.
Oh.
That's bolted on.
Look out.
And now I have to go and talk to my neighbor and say, that dish is going to get.
You don't.
I don't? What do you mean I don't?
For a guy that actually put his satellite dish on your building, he could discover it outside of him, put it on his doorstep and just say, patch your roof. You know what I mean? I mean, that's,
I have to patch those holes because.
And don't you have a fan or a skylight or something up there? Is that leaking?
That's not leaking.
Amazing.
That is not leaking.
That is amazing that is the most solid part of his house.
Do you have any estimation? I know the rest of your house was like ye old Revolutionary War house. Do you have any estimation on when the last time the roof was
replaced?
That
roof was replaced, according to the papers we have, in 1972.
No. Oh, during Watergate.
1972.
Actually, that might predate Watergate.
Yes. Oh. You need a new roof.
Yeah, you do.
Lasted longer.
Well, how much longer do you want it to last than 45 years?
You're 45... 45 years. 40 years for corrugated, aluminum type roof. 40 years is the life expectancy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It looks outside of the dish holes and the dish that's not ours.
And that's the nickname for his neighbors, the dish holes.
Well, it's interesting.
That was actually a boy band that I played on in the 1990s. The dish holes.
They were hot.
We were all fat.
So So this weekend, I have the pleasure of knocking on my neighbor's door. We really haven't talked to that much. And they have like a family. And I'm like, look, my roofer is going to come over and patch the roof where there's been bolted onto my roof.
I would handle it differently. I would just cut the cable. And he gets up and says, honey, why is it searching for signal?
Rob, and I hate to do the dishonest thing. I really do. But couldn't he get away with, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was an old dish from the previous owner of my house.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to go through that exercise. You would just sit there and go, that's that.
Yeah, but you know me, Mike. I follow the cable into their house. I was like, where is this cable going? So I followed it. I said, this is where this is going.
Why is it on your roof?
Well, that's a question because I look on their
location. You've got a better view of the skyline.
Same angle.
How about trees?
We actually have trees on our side. Their roof is pristine. Like, it is perfect.
You know why, Mike? I know why. Because they have a tin roof too, right?
No, they have this phenomenal, like, beautiful roof that is not like mine at all.
Well, they just didn't want to drill holes in it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's even worse if that's true.
Yeah, you know what they are? They're like dicks.
If you're going to put it on the Hispanic guy's house.
No, I think what happened, in fairness to them, is the gentleman who owned the house before. He used that house as a rental. So that was his second home, and he lived up. He has another home up the street.
Sure he does.
I'm sure they saw him at the dog park or whatever and said, hey, do you mind if we put a dish on your roof? He was like, fine, no big deal. And that just happened years ago, right?
Because really was used by that rich neighborhood you live in. That house was basically used as a tool shed for some of the people that live there, right?
Essentially, yes.
Go next door where we keep the shovel.
Yeah, and so...
Can I ask you this? Yes. Because we haven't done it. I'm really glad. This is long overdue.
Yeah.
Is your home becoming any more habitable?
That's a very friendly word to use,
like
Mike.
Like floors, air conditioning.
I had this conversation with my sister 2 days ago.
Okay, yeah. How's it going?
I said, I finally feel like this is our home. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm not sweating in the home anymore. I don't have to wear shoes at every point while I'm in the home because the floors were redone. Now we have to fix the floors still because they're so thin.
Where do you stand on heat?
Heat. We've got new radiators in. We've got awesome. A while ago, so you can actually live there. And I used to be very embarrassed when the Pony Boys of the world would stop by. I would say this: as long as you stay out of our kitchen, and my mom and dad are getting us a washer dryer for a wedding gift, we may have a livable home.
That's awesome.
Now we don't have a stove yet, but we're working on that.
And we're they're getting you like a full size washer.
A full size is a stretch, Mike. We gotta get the smallest
stackable
options
available. Is it still gonna be a stackable?
The width is 23 inches.
And I know what people are asking right now. Where is he going to put it? Well, it's easy. He's going to get the new washer dryer, even though it's small, and he's going to put it on the sidewalk.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
A little citrus. Maybe some strawberry. Passion fruit. And there's just like the faintest sousson of like asparagus, and there's a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
Wow. Strawberries, yeah.
Good.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Not the cheese.
Just try to be your normal, humorous self, okay? The guy you were before the tailspin. Do you remember that guy? People love that guy. And don't forget, your novel is coming out in the fall.
Oh, really? How exciting. What's it called?
Come here, Moss. Come here. Do not sabotage me. If you want to be a f***ing lightweight, then that's your call. But do not sabotage me.
Oh, aye, Captain. You got it.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
Oh, no, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any f***ing Merlot.
Okay. Relax, Miles. Jesus, no Merlot. Did you bring your Xanax?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the meow.
I was once out strolling.
We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Blue Apron. Yay! Here is a fact. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. It's the better way to cook, and it's yummy. Can you say yummy?
Yummy.
It's yummy. Choose from a variety of new recipes each week, or let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you. Recipes don't repeat within a year, and they're what? That's right. How'd you like to have some sautéed shrimp and green beans with globe tomatoes, spinach, and orzo pasta? Mmm, that's really
good.
That's right. Or whole grain pasta and summer vegetables with heirloom tomato caprese salad. That is really
good.
That's right. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. It's so yummy. Can you say yummy?
Yummy.
Check out this week's menu and get three free meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and Blue Apron is always
yummy.
That's right.
I like that last read.
Let's bring in my daughter here who just got back from her hike, and she's going to say goodbye because she's leaving Maine. Say hi to Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Thanks for answering my texts.
Oh, I totally forgot. I'm so sorry. I planned on responding.
I came in, the first thing I said today is, Mike, do I have her number right? I've been waiting 48 hours. What happened?
I'm so sorry.
How would you rate your summer in Maine?
10 out of 10.
Even the two times we had fights?
Yes, even those times.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Oh, we didn't know about fights. That's, I love it.
Yes.
Mrs. O'Mara, you want to weigh in? You want to pop in and say hello? You don't have
anything. Ask her to
rate
the summer.
Yeah. How many fights did you have with Carla?
Woo!
Oh, we don't count those. And he's coming back here. Michael, say bye-bye to the guys.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Yummy.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, what? The best.
What he must have seen Oscar's roof.
Oh, ridiculous. Hey, Michael, come on in and say ridiculous again. Say it. Say ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you. All right. That's everybody.
You know what? It is ridiculous that you're working so much on this holiday, Mike.
It is.
Yes, I know. It's this holiday of Christmas.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Anyway.
Look at Oscar's roof. It's Christmas all the time.
You played, are they out of here? Get out of here.
Does August feel like August in Maine?
No days feel like any day.
Really? Because here in D.C.
I'm here talking to you like I do every day.
No, but that is maybe the saddest thing you've ever said.
What's that?
Since I've listened. No days feel like anything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That sounds like you're ready to jump off a bridge.
No,
come
on. Happy. I'm happy. This is our Friday show. We're taking our summer break, so we will return in 1 week's time. And I am very, very looking forward to making my pilgrimage down. Next time you hear my voice, I will be in sunny South Florida, and it'll be wonderful to be back with you. I have to tell you, having Elizabeth here for a long time this summer was wonderful to have to share things. Peaky Blinders, I talked about on yesterday's show.
Yeah.
We watched that show. And I will warn you about this if you're a father. My daughter's 20. And one of the cool things is Elizabeth's a movie lover. We didn't get to 1/10 of the movies we wanted to watch together. I always say to Elizabeth, have you seen this one? Oh, you haven't seen Hoosiers? Oh my God. You haven't
really?
Seen The Shawshank Redemption?
Wow.
Oh my God. So there were this list of movies. But what popped up on cable over the weekend was Sideways. Rob played a clip from Sideways at the beginning of the show. And here's just a warning to... when I see a movie I love, like Sideways, and I've watched it again and again and again, I completely take it for granted that it's got some, tremendously adult content in it. And I sit down to watch Sideways, and I'm thinking, well, this is a nice movie about wine. It kind of revolutionized the wine industry out in Napa. Mm-hmm. It was responsible for a varietal exploding in popularity. That is the Pinot Noir grape and Pinot Noir wines, which were just very popular during the time of Sideways. And I'm sitting there watching it with her, and I say, oh, this is really terrific. And then I realize, oh, my God. There is a tremendous amount of fornication.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In this little, it's really
and like
about,
awkward
you know,
fornication.
Awkward, big time awkward fornication.
I had the exact same situation, but roles reversed. In, I guess, 1986 or 7, when the movie The Doors came out, my mom is very instrumental, no pun, about my love of music. And she said, there's a movie about The Doors. We should go see it. I said, absolutely, because I thought it would be more of a documentary-style attack on how The Doors rose to their excellent position.
Right.
And then there's, you know, the special favor in the elevator that Jim Morrison is getting, and the whole thing's like an acid trip. And you don't want to see that with your mom.
So I think you're right, and I think your enthusiasm or your mom's, you have to think clearly. I've made this mistake before. I'm not even sure when I made this mistake, but and I'm not sure who I was with, but I was with someone. And we took my mom to the movies, and it was falling down with Michael Douglas.
Oh, my God.
which is just so violent and the language. But with this, the scene in particular is when Miles comes back to Thomas Hayden Church's room, and he's with Sandra Oh, and they're going at it. And he's like, not now, not now. And I'm like, that was a little uncomfortable. But then I realize in Sideways, there's a scene where he has the he bangs the waitress from the rib joint,
right?
And then the husband comes home, and he has to run naked all the way back home, and then they have to go back and get the wallet. And there is the most nasty sex scene with the two fat people that are doing it, and he has to go into their bedroom, and it just it made me squirm a little bit. That's
and yet she still gave the vacation a 10 out of 10.
A 10 out of 10. She loves me. She truly loves Maine, and it was very, very cool to share those experiences. But
what was the best movie you watched together? You said you didn't get to as many as you wanted.
We watched Sideways. Was it? Otherwise, it was the TV show, the Peaky Blinders, that we watched all the time. And it's up here, Rob. It's nature. It's outdoors.
True. Very true.
Getting outside and enjoying anything. It's taking your son to a blueberry. It's wonderful when a big giant blueberry.
Well, they have the giant big blueberry has the building that looks like a blueberry, right?
Well, yeah, it's Big Blueberry, and it's like 9 hours from here. It's far, but he wanted to go to the... It's my summer, and thank you very much. I hope you're enjoying the
it's
show.
It's his summer.
It is.
Yes, it's...
My day doesn't ever feel like anything.
Yeah, it's... Did I really say
that? Yeah, you did.
That was terrible. I should know.
You were literally surrounded by your family.
Yes. My day feels like, well, Dad's, you know, Dad's, look, in the land of Lala, you know, in the land of Lala.
I think it's nice they squeezed you in between the hikes.
I think it's wonderful that they are enjoying their lives, and I'm very happy.
Their lives. And,
that's right.
Look, I enjoy myself, too. It's just, you know, I don't know what to say. I'm digging a hole.
Mike, it's okay. It's okay. This is the problem. Because you get to do what you do for a living. Because it's at times, from the outside looking in, looks like an effing blast, and it really is.
It is
at times,
it
right?
is fun. We love what we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it is still, you know, doing
it's
what we
still,
we're here.
I
every
can't
day.
Go out with my family in the morning while everybody's on vacation. You feel a little left out because you have a responsibility.
Right.
Yeah. And but then again, what I get is the benefit of working on a daily basis and then, you know, talking to other people who are on vacation that said, when you tell them you work up here, you also get the disrespect of
like you have
being
to
on
work.
Vacation.
Like you yeah. have to work.
No, the disrespect is that I do, because people say that. Oh, so you're doing that show up here? Oh, that's great.
Man,
you're
must
up
be there. Nice.
You're in your house? That's what? Wow, that's great. So how many hours do you? I get that from all the guys that are up here slaying the dragon that are here for 3 days, right? They go, so how long does it take to do this? And I'm getting to the point where I say, I'd rather not say.
Do you ever get,
I'd rather not say. Yes, the show is 90 minutes long. No, I should say. I really should just look in and say, well, the show is usually about 14 hours a day. That's what it is.
Do you ever get, and I got this a lot at the block party when I had to pretend to know all my neighbors for an afternoon. They said,
right.
Well, what do you do with the rest of your day?
There you go. That's you get that
I actually wanted that as well.
I plan the ultimate end for you. I've got charts. I've got dolls.
You know, you get it.
I have a Lego setup.
He's coming down 35th.
Oh my God! You know, it is something where I truly, truly, truly love it. And but they're up here. It's that New England work ethic thing.
Sure.
And you know, I think we
you all
take
know
what
John
we
Adams.
Do. I think we take what we do very seriously. But sometimes, you know, you get that, and then you also get the benefit of la, 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 when everybody, because the people, a lot of the people, men and women, who are doing Slaying the Dragon, they come up for a much shorter period of time, and they're off doing their thing.
Right.
And then, so all in all, I'm in a state of total happiness. I think it's wonderful, and it's blissful, even when I have to go to the Blueberry.
You know, did you go?
The Blueberry.
Yesterday, we went to the Blueberry. I'm having a super boys' night out this coming weekend that I'm going to tell you about when we come back.
Cool.
Because my man, my pal, Mr. Serta from Vermont, coming down to Boston. Serta. We are rendezvousing and we are going to a baseball game and having a boys' dinner out. And I will tell you about that when we come back.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there. If you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
golly gosh, do I like that new app. So much fun to show people up here. And then they say, well, how long does it take you? Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
What do you do the rest of your day?
By 5-4 Club. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune. And there is a solution. 5-4 Club is revolutionizing the way men shop. Each month, they send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are handpicked to match the current season and your style. Are you a schlub? Do you look like a schlub? You want to stop looking like a schlub? They've been helping men with fashion for over 15 years, and they ship to over 100,000 men every month. They know what they're doing, so if you don't, that's okay. 5-4 Club will help you build a wardrobe 1 month at a time, which is important because when you look good, you feel marvelous. Now, you know that. When you look good, you feel good. It's a fact of life. You get $120 worth of clothes for just $60 a month. Plus, you can pause or cancel anytime, no commitments. And as a 5-4 Club member, you'll also receive up to 50% off items in their online shop and access to exclusive members-only items, free shipping, and size exchanges. Go to 5-4Club.com right now and enter promo code TMOS, and they'll give you a 50% off discount, and that's off your first month, plus a free pair of sunglasses. That's 50% off your first package at 5-4 Club. That's spelled FIVEFOUR Club.com. Promo code TMOS. 5-4Club.com. Promo code TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, it's I'm super psyched. Marcus apparently has planned quite a little evening in Beantown for me, and it's going to be fun. It sounds like we're going to a great restaurant, and I'm really excited about that. And then it's off to see Red Sox Yankees.
You going to order the linguine?
What does that mean?
Because Marcus taking you to a nice restaurant, he's treating you like a woman.
Yeah.
Like a hot chick. Like, this is the biggest date of his life.
Oh, you mean Mike will have the linguine with white clam sauce
and a Coke with no ice.
Don't you feel like you're being courted by another man? Which is nothing wrong with that.
Did you have a great meal? Hey, I want to show you something in my trunk. Have you ever seen duct tape and rope?
You know what? I consider it to be two colleagues dining together.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's
God.
How I'm looking at it. It's what? Now, are you trying to make my day, my evening uncomfortable with Mr. Serta?
I want it to be marvelous.
It's going to be
But I think I hesitate to call it a colleague relationship.
Because, Mike, the way that you're describing.
He's a radio guy. I'm a radio guy.
Now, the communication between you and this. And Marcus Serta, this other man.
He's driven me nuts on occasion.
Yeah, but it's like you've been online dating for some time now. You're finally going to...
You finally swiped right.
Yeah, you're finally going to meet up, right?
You're going to have a hookup.
And he said, and he is laying out the... He goes, look, we're going to have this phenomenal meal. Let me just tell you what we're in for this evening when I treat you the way I treat my women. Like, he's laying...
He showed
all
me
the
a picture of the tickets too. I think the tickets are like Uber tickets too. They're like the best you can get. They're going to be fantastic.
Full court press.
You can find a lot of that stuff online. What? Just pictures.
No, I mean, I haven't been to the Shrine this summer. I haven't been to the Shrine in probably 3 or 4 years. The last time I went was the Boston Strong. How many years ago was that?
Three or
that
four.
That was a long time ago.
Four
that
years.
Was 3 or 4 years ago.
Do this you is prefer be... a wrist corsage or may I pin this to you?
Can somebody look up Boston weather for Saturday
yeah,
night?
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
Boston weather.
Boston weather. Hold on. All right. Okay, wait. I got to find it. Now I'm lost again.
What if it is What's a rain delay?
It is, Mike. I have it right here. It's going to be a low of 72.
Oh, my God. It's supposed to rain on Friday.
No, this is Saturday. This is Saturday. Saturday
okay.
Night.
You're good on Saturday, Mike. 85, a high, 69. Hello. Saturday.
Hey, Boston weather. It looks like Mike and Marcus are getting together Saturday. Looking like Friday's going to be fantastic. Temperatures in the 70s. A beautiful, clear Friday night. All morning long, it's going to be gorgeous in Boston. But for the game, when Marcus and Mike get together, pouring rain, everyone.
Mike, you're going to have
weather.
A beautiful day, a high of 85 on Saturday in Boston, Massachusetts.
With a 40% chance of kidnapping.
Now stop it. There's never, it's going to be beautiful. I'm looking forward
How
to it.
How humid is his trunk?
We're both going to be...
I've wired it so the light stays on.
We're both going to be lifting to the game in Boston. We're gonna I'll be lifting
nice.
To dinner, and then we will be lifting over to Fenway Park.
What if Marcus is driving for Lyft while he's down there? So he's essentially lifting but driving you.
I think
in-app tipping.
out of the goodness of his heart, does the Omericast program, and I think he's on he does works for a radio company up there.
He
in
does.
Vermont,
don't
right?
Don't let him ban.
And then he sells his wife's baked goods.
Yes, don't
too,
let
right?
Celine's Brie biscuits.
Just be on guard. That's
yes.
all
we have. Marcus's
ask.
Number. Do we have Marcus's number?
I believe I do.
I think I might have Serta.
He might be working though. He might be working. So let's call him and get him on the show and find out what's going to go on.
I don't have Serta.
I think I do. Give me one. Sorry.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. It's. I'm surprised it's not in your speed dial, Rob.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't like the guy. I mean,
why did you say you don't like?
I don't. What I meant, I misspoke. I don't
jerk.
I don't call.
Is there
the guy.
A little jealousy from Rob Spiewak?
Yes.
Is there
especially about
the
food?
Is there a little jealousy that
of what
the restaurant you guys are going to?
Yeah, a little jealous of the linguine.
No, I mean Marcus has never been mean to you.
No, what I enjoy is giving him a hard time because I feel. It brings out his best.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, he fights.
In what way?
He does like to fight.
When he gets a little bit, when he rears up a little bit, like on Americast, he's funnier that way. I like that.
See, you've logged, with all
every
respect,
episode.
A
I've listened
time.
To every episode.
No, you haven't.
I swear on my kid's
does.
Life.
He does.
I've listened
on
to
that
every
level.
Episode.
He does.
You have?
I have quite a lengthy commute. I need content.
Okay. So, what's the worst thing he's ever done on the, hello, Marcus?
Hi, this is Marcus.
Hey, Marcus,
office,
Mike O'Mara,
office
how
Marcus,
are you?
Remember, office voice.
Hold on, I'm getting into a room here where I can talk. What's up, fellas?
Hey. Hold on, I'm putting on some pants.
Marcus, are you working at the radio station now?
Not right now, no. I'm working with one of my clients today.
Oh, okay. I don't want to screw anything up for you. Marcus, I
male
just
escort?
To call. You know what? The boys are giving me a hard time. That they're giving. I think Rob's jealous that he's not going to
be. Don't text him on my phone. What are you doing?
No, I'm not.
On this wonderful date that we're going on. I mean, and I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to, like I told you online when I sent you the message, I'm looking forward to Saturday night. I think we're going to have a great time.
It's going to be a blast. I mean, we're going to have a really great dinner. I think you're going to be blown away with. And then we've got the greatest matchup in baseball coming this weekend.
Yeah, and you showed me the tickets, and I got super excited because those look like fantastic tickets too. I'm very, very excited, and Rob and Oscar are giving
really
me a
Rob.
Hard time.
Have you laid out your outfit for the day yet, Marcus?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'll be wearing my Boston Red Sox T-shirt. It's going to be real simple. It's a very casual, date. It's going to be awesome. But
you're wearing a T-shirt to the restaurant? Sure. Come on.
What are you doing? Of course,
you got to dress up for Mike.
Yeah, this is a guy who is not only a broadcast entity of heritage.
It's a power lunch.
Yeah, he's coming across the country to meet up with you.
You behave yourself. You're going to, I'm going
to
reach
there's a pilgrimage from the north to you, Marcus.
That's right.
You know what, Marcus?
Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen Saturday night. And Rob and Oscar, I want you to make sure that you understand this.
Okay.
Okay, he's laying it out on the line.
Mike will want for nothing. Everything is covered. He's got the best seats in the house. He's going to have the best drinks he's ever had. It's going to be a night to remember.
There you go.
Hey, you
See,
know what? I actually,
right
I doffed
there.
My cap to him. That was well handled.
Yes.
That was, that, it could, how
Mike,
could I be any more
you're being
excited
treated like the hot chick you are.
Yeah,
I thank
exactly.
You. God bless you, Marcus Serta. It's fantastic. Go back to your client. We love you, and thanks for everything. I will see you 5 o'clock at the Ristorante. Looking forward to it.
I'll see you Saturday, pal. Take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Love you.
The glass
Shut
slipper.
Up,
5
Shut
o'clock.
Up, Rob Spiewak. Shut up, Rob Spiewak. You're a pain in the ass, Rob's jealous he's not getting the freebies that I'm having.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having a freebie Saturday night, baby.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah you are.
Look, my point is there's nothing unpleasant about any of this.
You're right.
It's not going to be unpleasant at all. Well,
yes.
Shut up.
I just agreed with you.
I know. You know, no, you didn't.
Oh, I did. I said it's going to be fantastic. Baseball and great food and a T-shirt.
Okay. Shut up.
A collar shirt is a sign of respect.
It really is. Yeah.
I just don't know what I should wear. I really don't know.
Well, nothing, nothing too revealing.
I think leggings. Like I always do. That's what I'll do.
Something in a taupe.
And you know what's happening right now in Vermont? He went back and he said, "Hey, client, guess who just called me?"
Oh, 100%. Radio God Mike O'Mara and I have got a power dinner.
Marcus, this is Mike. They're horrible people. They are awful people. That's
but we it. Love you.
That's right. I know. I mean, really, don't make it sound like that. Okay, I'm sorry. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun.
I'm driving my lifts. No hands, Mike.
As bad as you are. Right here on the Mike O'Mara. Got the only key, know how to turn it up.
Ladies, would you like to gain access to an up-and-coming Bolivian businessman? Would you like to gain access to Chateau Relaxo? Then the Oscar Santana Scholarship may be for you. While on scholarship, you can learn about exciting topics like keeping it tight and knowing your role. So if you're in the D.C. metro area and between the ages of 18 and 19, bring your application to the TMOS World Headquarters so Oscar can look it over. Some restrictions apply. No fatties, no uggos.
No uggos.
Let me see. For our Amazon commercial, let's bring in Steven Seagal, okay?
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. Oh. No, Marlon Brando.
Oh, even better, yeah.
Sorry, authority. Let's
here he comes, right?
School days. Good old golden rule days. And the golden rule is, I could have been a contender, Charlie. I could have been a contender. Always buy your school supplies.
Now I'll do the Marlon Brando Godfather.
Oh, good.
Always buy your school supplies through Amazon.com. You can act like a man.
Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to us. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing.
Whether it's an
Apple for the teacher or an Apple MacBook for your college freshman, Amazon is the place to get everything you need for back to school. Kids in Florida went back to school last Thursday. Can you believe that?
Fairfax County this Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. And you know, I'm going to make a lobby for Labor Day. Lobby for Labor Day. That's what
here, here. After Labor Day, yeah.
Yes, after Labor Day.
Here.
Pencils, pens, glue sticks, composition books, loose leaf paper, back to school clothes, even that elusive Trapper Keeper. What's a Trapper Keeper?
Trapper Keeper holds your Trapper folders.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Organization at its best.
Key.
It's back to school, and if you need it, Amazon has it. Please shop Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. There is an access. Access it. Make it easy on yourself. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money and enjoy.
Money.
It was very nice of him to take the call.
It was.
I thought that was terrific.
During a client meeting,
It's been that kind of day. Been that kind of couple
Mike,
of days.
We still have show left.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
TGH.
Can I get that? You know, can I make a point about some of the dining experiences I've had up here, both in people's homes and in restaurants?
Sure.
Oh, of course.
If you watch the Food Network and you see them make food, or you watch one of the food competition shows, and there is one very consistent criticism you will hear of chefs that is rather regular, that chefs omit something. And I'd just like to point out, season your food. Ladies and gentlemen, season
you
your
always
food.
Have to season.
Salt and pepper. More than, you know, really, just put stuff onto it. Just don't cook something, grill something, and throw it on a plate, you know, and because it's very, very frustrating when food is not seasoned.
Almost
That's
impossible to oversalt certain things.
Also,
you're right. You need to season the hell out of it.
I think a staple, I think that, you know, I think it's really crossed over culturally. If you go into the Goya aisle and you buy some adobo, which is like a mixture.
That is, do you realize that's at our home in Florida?
Oh,
and that adobo,
yeah.
Goya, man. Listen to this. This is important that he's pointing this out. This is known in Latin quarters. It's known by, you know, many of us gringos as well. But the fact is, you have to remember. Now, Pony, are you chuckling because you have the product? Do you
I'm just looking at the face Rob is making right now. When he hears anything Spanish, he gets this look in
his
eyes.
Yes, because he wouldn't have Goya adobo seasoning in his head.
Not in Leesburg.
Mark my words. Rob Spiewak, listen to me right now.
I'm all ears.
You buy this product, which you would never think to go. You avoid all of the international cuisine because you were raised that way. They're different, and you don't eat their food.
You know what? This is a Friday, and I'm feeling good, and I'm going to let you spew these lies.
No, that's not a lie. Listen, buy this product.
Listen
to me. You're a food guy like I am. Please, buy this product. Put it on chicken, pork, beef. You can put it on scrambled eggs.
It's all-purpose seasoning.
Yeah, he said it's an all-purpose seasoning. What is it? What are the flavors? What is the flavor profile?
Oh, my God, I don't know where to start. It's probably a salt-based seasoning, which is really... But it has magical... You can put it on fish. It might have a little heat. Oscar?
You can buy the heat side. I mean, there is a spicier brand of adobo.
Okay, you're not answering the question. What does it taste like?
It tastes like... Somebody cares about their food. Somebody took the time to give a little more
That's
flavor profile.
That's a good
profile.
Answer, Rob. It's a good. He's giving you a good answer.
No, I'm looking for. Is it salty? Is it sweet?
It's not savory. We're not talking about chocolate.
Well, savory is not chocolate at all.
Oh, see, I'm not a chocolate guy.
This is the thing. We discovered it. Our babysitter Carmen, who's Hispanic, she
from
gave
San
us this
Diego,
tip, and she it is
Carmen
so,
San Diego.
What, Carmen's from San Diego?
Yeah, I think so.
No, you better go looking for her.
Oh, the seasoning's not from San Diego. It's Mexico, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, I'm looking up right now. It is so fantastic. I you know what? I'm looking forward to getting.
I can't believe you don't have Goya. Well, I can believe you don't have a Goya product.
No, we have Goya products all the time. We buy their beans all the time. Yes. We buy some of the. I believe we have a hot sauce from them.
The
as well.
adobo. And I remember as a kid.
Okay, this is what I was looking for. It is composed variously of paprika, oregano, salt, garlic, and vinegar to preserve and enhance flavor. That is a marvelous flavor profile. When you get salt and vinegar, yeah, plus. Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, oh, I'm in. I'll buy it today.
It also has lemon, cumin, bitter orange, hot pepper, and saffron. It's got great
saffron.
Stuff in
marvelous.
It. Saffron. I'm just wild about saffron. it's really good stuff. Oscar, did you grow up with it?
I only know because I grew up with it, Mike. I remember as a kid, I would have to pass my mom, whether it was, you know, get the serving dish. I was her little helper in the kitchen. I didn't learn how to cook, but I would get things for her, right?
When she said get the serving dish, did you usually bring like a fork?
No, I'd get anything, and she'd hit me in the head, and we had the other thing.
Yeah.
And then,
do you have any strong memories of the seasoning? Because I mean, you grew up with it.
Well,
and she used
knew my mom. It was like water in our house, and we would constantly run out. So I'd have to run out to the Giant and pick some more up.
It's
right?
So good. It's mm-hmm. so good, Rob. I guarantee it. Try it on.
You know, I'm in the aisle all the time because that's where I buy my Coca-Cola. So I'll pick it up.
Get
Mexican Coke.
Yeah, I get all the imported beverages. They have the Mexican Coke. They also have Ting soda.
Diego.
It's amazing.
You love it, right?
It's the
Thank
best.
You, Diego.
It's staple in your house
it's
as well.
A staple in every Hispanic household.
Yeah.
So what you guys are talking about is a dry rub. Is a
Oh, that's the worst kind.
Mm. I know. But what you want is the mojo. M-O-J-O.
Oh, the mojo.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. It's made. Is it made in the Philippines? No.
No.
No, I'm sorry. It's silver. That's Silver Swan soy sauce. Thank you. Go ahead, Diego. What were you saying?
So it's called mojo, and it's a wet marinade. So you pour it over
My mom
chicken.
Has mojo as well, yeah. Good pull.
So
What is mojo?
It's the same. Instead of it being dry, it's wet. It's a marinade.
Yes.
So it comes in a bottle, a la like a salad dressing, perhaps.
Exactly.
You could soak mojo. Chicken or something in it. Oh, that exactly. sounds great.
Can't you add the adobo to a marinade, though?
Yeah, you can. Look, mojo and adobo... They are hand in hand.
Two of my favorite Marx brothers.
Those flavor profiles, they always used to sell out. I would say that you put those together, especially on chicken, Mike. Those
it can go into guacamole, too. You can put adobo in guacamole.
That sounds
I put
strong because, you know,
everything.
Many of the flavors that are in it are
Why am I getting of? Just Filipino-style chicken? What's going on here? Come on now. I'm trying to figure out what I put adobo on.
It's whatever
right?
your profile is all about
well,
on Google, Mike.
Any marinade has to consist, by definition. You've been
what have you been
visiting Manila
at?
Again, have
Caught
you?
Me. Caught me.
A good marinade should have an acid, an oil, and seasonings.
See, so, I never thought thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right.
And so what you would do is you'd find your if you're using adobo, maybe vinegar for your acid, mm-hmm. and then your adobo as your oil, and then the adobo seasoning or the mojo as your oil.
Yeah, and I'm sure like if you're not Latin, you're gonna call it mojo, right?
I'm texting Carla.
Get that Goya mojo.
Get that Goya mojo.
What do we use adobo on, Carla?
You build huts with it?
No.
No, it's just a well that's Adobe.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
The other thing.
No, that's how chicken, we record the show.
That's what we edit
would
on.
Would it be safe to say chicken is the best stuff for Adobe? I'm,
oh yeah.
I'm sorry we're going on.
Chicken and beef.
This,
chicken and beef.
I bet but you know what? If it's chicken, then it would be great on pork.
Yes, it would be great on pork. You could put it on pork. But my babysitter said if you put it on scrambled eggs, you will be blown away.
Shannon will cook sometimes and look, this is a shameless plug, but but the Blue Apron gives you all the seasonings you need, right?
Absolutely.
But when she steps outside of the Blue Apron family, I will adobo anything she makes because she has a palate that is vanilla of all vanillas. And I say, babe, you got to put the adobo on everything. Whatever you do, just add
school
more.
School her. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
luckily she's not an uggo.
And get a full-time job that pays full-time dollars.
Mm-hmm. It is so good.
You can
really,
use Carrie
really
as an example now. Look what Carrie did.
Carrie's not napping anymore. Get on your ass.
Pony, have you ever, you're the culinary guy, have you ever used adobo in any of your cooking at all?
No, but I'm getting really excited about it.
It is.
Yeah.
It's worth it. I am not, Oscar, Diego, you've had it in your home.
Order a six pack on Amazon.
I don't believe that he's always thinking.
Go to the if you need it today, go to the grocery store, buy the candles that have Jesus on them, and look to the left.
It's Jesus.
I thought those are Wegmans. Jesus.
I hate
water.
Wegmans.
Yeah.
Mojo.
I hope
you agree. And, you know, when we do this and we go on and on.
Mike, remember that chicken you loved at my house?
Yes.
When we had that barbecue?
Adobo?
It was adobo and mojo. Or mojo.
Okay. Mike, mojo, I'm looking at a picture of the marinade right now.
It's from Goya, the marinade.
Goya marinade, mojo criollo, or criollo. Liven up your beef, chicken, or pork.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all meat stuff.
Everyone just needs a splash of mojo, and you're good to go.
That's awesome. Anyway, we are saying goodbye to the Great White North, and that was a fascinating discussion on a Friday Fest.
Now, how many blueberries are in the Great White Mojo?
Hey, they got a guy up here, you know, not to bring it up again, but a guy from one of the big farms up here with the blueberry rake.
Yeah.
A guy had that flag again that seems we've been talking about all week long. Had the flag. They came to him with the company, and they said, you know, you're a subcontractor. You take that flag off. You don't work for us anymore because people were doing. Yeah, you know, this has been a crazy week in America.
I bet.
And a lot of people are.
It takes a lot to really get at me. And this week did it. Well, you said blueberry rake. Is that how they gather up blueberries?
I don't know how they do that.
They rake the blueberries. That's how they
don't
they
go
through
and pick
the bushes.
Them?
No, they rake the blueberry. They're blueberry rakes that are used, and then they are separated. I think there's some hand picking that goes on, or hand raking that goes on, and then they put them in a processor, and it actually destems and takes all the leaves off and all that.
Because
kind of stuff
a proper Maine blueberry is much smaller than the blueberries that are mutants that you
buy down south. They're much more flavorful as well.
Blueberry rakes, by the way, if you just Google image, you can figure it out. So fascinating that you just have to. That's how they catch all of them. I thought
catch them. Yeah, like the blueberries
before they run away.
They catch them. There they go.
They don't want to be in pies.
Anyway, you sound like Zach talking about the lobsters. Guy down having his dinner, takes him out of the sea, puts him in a big plastic bag on top of his cousins and brothers that he hates. You know, it's. I love that. That'll be one of my great memories.
There they go.
There they go. Catch them. Catch them before they run away. The blueberries up here are wild. So you see them everywhere.
I want to tell you.
They're wild. Oh, my God.
No, but it is so cool because when I went for a walk when we were staying at your place up there, just on the roadside, literal blueberries growing in the wild. It's crazy.
Did I mention, I hope I get through this week without, did I mention what I saw on the highway?
No.
When you're coming back from Ellsworth?
No.
I'd never mentioned this. I cannot believe I didn't write this down. 50 years in coming up here, ladies and gentlemen, I saw something I have never seen in my life. We are driving back with my son. I didn't tell this story.
No.
I see coming across the road what I thought was a cat. Then I thought, no, it's a small dog. Then I looked closer, and I saw it running across the street.
A blueberry?
A baby, a baby black bear.
Oh,
no way.
It was kind of doing the lope, you know, the lope that the bears do. And I realized it was a tiny baby black bear, like the size of like a 60, 70 pound, like a 50 pound dog.
Did you pull over and pet it?
No, because it was
who
so,
wants
it was
a pet, Michael?
It was in the distance and I didn't see it. And it was chasing blueberries. Right? And they were in a straight line. Right
and you screamed, who let them out?
Yeah, it was pretty cool up here. You realize you're in the woods up here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Very, very,
that's crazy.
I've never.
Coming on the highway.
Bears flip me out because they can be really, really scary.
Well, there's a little bear, mama bear's around, I imagine, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I did not see, you know, I slowed down, didn't see exactly because it was about probably a couple, maybe 100 yards up where I saw it from the distance. And then I didn't, I slowed down, didn't see anybody follow it or didn't look in the woods and see anything close. You know,
did
they're
little,
gone.
Did
by the
little
time
Michael,
they get into the, no.
Like, did he freak out?
He didn't see it. He didn't see it. He was in the seat behind me. And, you know, the one thing Michael did say in the back was, aren't you making that up just like Carla did with the mountain lion? You know, he said that. No, he didn't say that.
He's like, he's outing his parents already.
If you come to Maine.
What's next, Dad? A flipping unicorn?
This is Maine, ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. What I won't miss, I will not miss the bugs.
Have they gotten worse now that you're late in the season?
No, it's all summer we had them up here. And And I will not miss the crows, especially the crows.
As the crows fly.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, the crows and who are chasing the wild elusive.
I remember the crows gave me nightmares when we were up in Maine.
Oh, the crows are hateful.
Because they get into your dreams.
Yeah.
The three-eyed crow.
But it's back to it's back to Florida, and it's back to the dogs. And
hey, you must be thrilled.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Have you checked in on them? Have you FaceTimed your dogs?
Oh, you mean Frankie and Beluga?
Yeah, your dogs.
Oh, no. No, I haven't. No, I haven't taken the...
Do you know they're alive?
Maybe, maybe the wonderful person that's been taking care of them over this past summer wants them.
Ooh. A connection has been made. Or...
Maybe if I bribed her by giving her all the Goyo adobo... that I could possibly find. We'll do that. Anyway, we got to take
some
a break.
Rice
you know what
adobo.
Else would be great? You could say, hey, Frankie, hey, Beluga, look, baby bear.
Baby bear. Baby bear. There you are, baby bear. We'll take a break. Come back with the Oscars take right here
Oscars
on the Mike O'Mara Friday Fest, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Was your second wedding and during the summer, or was it like a fall
Rob
wedding?
Came to my second
It was wedding. Fall, wasn't it? I know this.
Football
it was
season.
It was an amazing.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
It was the autumn wind is a pirate.
Stop it, you!
I'm so sorry that the result happened, but it was the greatest wedding I ever went to, and
that's
like
awesome.
A 5-hour dinner reception, and I never once had to wait for a drink.
5 hours?
It was unstoppable.
Spared no expense.
It was an amazing, amazing night.
Damn, yeah.
Sure was.
Daniel.
Sure was. I can sum it up for you.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're hiring, you know the biggest challenge in running a business can be finding the best talent, Rob. Great talent equals great success, so trust the greatest, ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter posts your job. Why am I reading this commercial like Arch Campbell?
I was going to say, that's great, Arch.
ZipRecruiter posts your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. I love Arch Campbell. Then their powerful technology matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter will get you a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. No juggling emails or phone calls. Simply screen, rate, and manage. Manage your candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter's, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember to try it for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Tell them Arch Campbell sent you. That's the way you do it. And now,
I love when you do stuff just for me.
It's time for... Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's, and they do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now... Oscar's take.
Oscar's take!
Oscar... How often we ignore certain dating deal breakers? 30% of us, apparently, according to a survey, just a random survey by surveysurveysurvey.org.
Oh, or
30% of us have been in a long-term relationship with someone who wasn't good in bed. 20% have been with someone we argued with daily. And 12% of us have dated someone we found unattractive. What's your take on that, Oscar? I'm pretty fascinated by those large numbers. Pretty stunning.
Oh, man. Let's start in with the unattractive numbers, gentlemen, if you don't mind.
Please.
The unattractive work harder. So, look, it's a numbers game. You decide.
The unattractive. Unattractive.
The uggos. They work harder. They really do in bed because you got to get over on something,
yeah,
right?
Like Avis, Mike.
Like Avis. They work harder. It's a curbside pickup. That's one. If you go with not good in bed, they must be great at something else, right? You can't just all be sex in life. Like that. Sure. Eventually, as you get older, you younger fellas out there, can you speak to the men?
Absolutely.
It becomes a factor. You're like, what is
her
401k?
A few other qualities.
Yeah, what does her
401k
look like?
Ah, financial.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what is her credit card debt? Like, let's really look at her credits. You should really look at someone's credit score before you get into a long-term relationship. It really affects, unless you know that they're on the way up in life and they have some time to fix things.
So credit over bedded.
Yes. Yeah. Well said. Well said. Mm-hmm. As far as fights are concerned, you know, passion and makeup sex go hand in hand. Like, if you really are bickering at all times, if you make up the right way, you can survive that. Now, that being said, if there is too much conflict, much like a professor told me in business school, as you guys know, I have my MBA.
Yes.
She said, a marriage is like a business deal. And sometimes a business doesn't work out and you have to break up the partnership. Get out early. Mm-hmm. Fail fast or succeed fast. Decide.
Very good point. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, it turns out Tom Cruise did get hurt. He broke his ankle when he messed up that stunt last week while shooting Mission Impossible 6. And now shooting of that movie is on hold. Paramount Pictures says, quote, production will go on hiatus while Tom makes a full recovery. And the film remains on schedule to open July 27th, 2018. That's a long recovery for a broken ankle, if I know my breakage.
I would think so.
Says, Tom wants to thank you for all your concern and support and can't wait to share the film with everyone next summer, Oscar.
What I say to Tom Cruise is, where's your Scientology now, sir? Like, I thought you were supposed to be bulletproof.
Yeah,
you hang out of a plane while it's flying at 100 miles per hour. You survive that. Mm-hmm. Did you miss a session? Did you forget to go? Is that why you broke your ankle?
Yeah, the Antethan or whatever the people are.
Yes,
that do that.
Exactly.
Do you think he should be doing his own stunts at this at his advanced age?
I think he should not. A, what else do you have to prove? B, like, what about just stretching out before you do one of those things, right?
Oh, ill prepared.
He looks so stiff jumping off that ramp. Mm-hmm. It did not work out. And by the way, don't be too proud. Be understand that once you're hurt, you're hurt. After he broke his ankle, he jumped twice again and missed.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God! Wow. See, that's why I like Oscar's take.
Oscar's
tipping right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little quicker with those sounds, Rob. Floyd Mayweather, Oscar, is so confident about his fight next weekend with Conor McGregor that the undefeated boxer, I don't know why I'm channeling Arch Campbell, maybe because it's late in the week.
It's really coming through clear and nicely.
Floyd Mayweather.
Hey, Arch, do you do your own stunts?
Of course I do. But not when anybody's looking.
That's Arch's promo voice, like when he would be going into spots.
Yeah. Floyd Mayweather, it might be a good fight, might not. Not sure.
Yes.
Not sure if I'm going to watch it. A lot of people will be. Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather. You know when he's getting this around the country.
Oh, they are. They are.
Floyd Mayweather is so confident about his fight next weekend with Conor McGregor that the undefeated boxer, Oscar, is already planning his victory party. The location, his strip club. It's not the Glass Slipper. It's called Girl Collection. Jeez, what a misogynist name that is, huh? Mayweather told Jimmy Kimmel on Tuesday that the general public is invited to celebrate his win at the Las Vegas Strip Club early in the morning on Sunday, August 26th. He'll be there, he said, and he'll be getting paid. Not that he needs it, especially after the hundreds of millions he's going to make from the fight, but you don't get a nickname like Money without prioritizing it.
Hey,
how much
money
will Mayweather make at his own club on fight night? About $300,000, he told Kimmel. For any normal person, that would be a huge chunk of change. For Mayweather, it's watch money. So that's a.
It's only watch money, gentlemen, if you pay your taxes. The reason why the man's got to go out and CTE himself one more time in the ring, because it's not going to be. I mean, there's going to be a fight. Yeah. He's clearly, in my eyes, not going to lose.
You think there's any chance that Conor McGregor does something or gets a lucky blow in or anything like that?
Mike, I said there's no chance that Trump was going to win before. So anything's possible, right? Anything's possible.
Right.
I will say the likelihood of that not happening is very high. that Conor McGregor is going to lose.
Okay.
That he's going to lose, but he will get some. So he'll get some licks in. But we all know this, that $300,000 into your own business is essentially a form of passing money through your own business.
Sure.
Now, if you watch Ozark, a strip club is
if he owns the club and he's getting $300,000, what's going on?
A strip club is the best place to do something nefarious with your dollars, according to Netflix Ozark.
$300,000 $1 bills?
It's a cash business.
That's true.
A cash business, when you owe the IRS money and you're yelling about it, probably not the best thing to advertise.
And kind of advertising what he's doing right now. Wonderful.
Dummy.
Absolutely. I like that. And finally, Oscar, in a new survey reported in the Journal of American Medicine, Dermatology, researchers found that 76% of adults in the U.S. said they groomed their hair down there. About a quarter of them. Why? I still have arch in my head.
It's obvious on this topic.
About a quarter of them reported injuries related to the grooming. Why are they doing it down there? The most common injuries were cuts, followed by rashes and burns. Most weren't serious. But in 1.5% of cases, the injuries required medical attention.
Oh, Arch.
Wow, I cut myself.
Fellas.
Burn.
I have been zero escaping down there for years. I used to nick and cut and scratch.
Great morning show.
It was not fun.
Nick, cut, and scratch.
Nick and cut and scratch. That's how the jingle went.
Exactly.
And there's no way I could put Flex Seal on those cuts because that's clearly would be an issue.
Full circle.
Things have changed, though, because when I go to harrys.com/TMOS,
yes.
I get a blade that gives me a super smooth zero skate all the time.
Use that down there. You'll never get hurt. Yeah.
Just make sure your both feet are planted.
Thank you, Oscar.
You work your core.
Wonderful Oscar's take. We Oscar's appreciate take. That. That's wonderful. Thank you. I don't know what's going on with me. I've lost my mind for the last 15 minutes.
Hey, when you're with Marcus, will you just talk like Arch?
All night long.
Yeah.
Just to flip him out.
That's the calamari. Better than any I've ever had. We'll take a break.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Rob's little sounds. Hope you like them.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. In this week's episode, we find out that both the Spiewak and the Von Hermans have new additions to their family, and they may have the best names ever. Tune in, make sure you listen to find out.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MikeOVO.com. Mike O'VO. Now it's a cinch. It's a cinch.
Lead pipe cinch. Money in the bank, Arch.
Something's wrong with me. It's a cinch to make any voiceover sound the best that it can be. Mike O'VO brings you one click away from the golden tones of Mr. Mike O'Mara. Whether you need a classic announcer, a character voice, or one of his signature celebrity impressions, whatever you need, MikeOVO.com can make it happen. Mike specializes in commercials, radio programs, promos, imaging, audiobooks, and narration of any kind. High quality audio with a fast turnaround time. Can't beat that. Mike can voice it. MikeOVO.com. Now let's get Rob's little sounds.
Yay,
how about
Arch.
That, Rob Spiewak?
Yeah. Arch.
Oh, I better hit the machine. Open that door. I don't want to ignore that.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. Do you remember, I guess it was about a week ago, we had the guy that was so excited to see the trains?
Fantastic piece of tape.
A guy sent me something that I like nearly as much. Apparently in Canada, there is a road. And by the way, beware, we're watching. There is a road.
He's up on the Canadian.
That connects the East Coast and the West Coast of Canada. It's called the Trans-Canada Highway.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
Now, I understand being a train enthusiast. Trains are really cool. But a road enthusiast? This is a guy taping himself when he got to the place where the Trans-Canada Highway met. It was the joining points of East and West, and he likes roads.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, here we are.
Nameberry.
Yes.
This is the Trans-Canada Highway, baby. And we are standing in beautiful, sunny British Columbia.
You bring his wings?
At the kilometer marker, 7,128. And this is where I believe, with a 90%, make that 95% chance that this is, in fact, the very place where the Trans-Canada paved its last section. Woo!
Okay. All right. Okay.
So there are people for everything, I guess. I suppose so.
I mean, I'm happy for people. The train guy I was really happy for. That guy, not so much. That's
well, you know why? Canadian.
Oh, no, also, stop that. Hey, behave yourself.
Like, there's got to be a defibrillator around somewhere for that guy.
Well, later
right?
on in the tape, he runs.
Oh, here it is. Oh, God. Help
yeah,
me.
I wish I could give you a physical description, but he was too busy taping the pavement, so I didn't see his face.
That's wonderful.
Here's one for the people in the Licorice Hat Club. Luke Bryan was in concert this week and got hit in the face by a bra.
Oh.
Now, you would think that that is high praise. There's a young lady out there who's very excited, but he didn't really enjoy the experience.
When you throw a bra at someone, kind of watch the face. Don't hit me in the face. With something where your boobies were.
Oh, he's kind of grossed out
yeah,
by it.
Yeah, he is.
One girl down there goes, oh, it wasn't me. Mine won't fit in them. I'll put it with the others.
I'll put it with the others. Now, good to be Luke Bryan.
Yeah. Guess, right? Speaking of bras, Katy Perry, we talked about her earlier in this week about maybe hosting, being a judge on American Idol.
Yes.
I think she's signed to be a judge on American Idol.
But it's all been very vague. And here is another vague thing. Here she is talking about the first time she kissed somebody, and she's vague about the gender of the person she kissed. But it's a fascinating tale.
Well, her song is Kissed a Girl, right?
Yes, I kissed a girl.
But this is very entertaining nonetheless.
Well, my first French kiss was in sixth grade, and I was hanging out with this girl from church who had a bit of a reputation. She had a co-ed party, which I was never allowed to do it, not even until like eighth grade. And I was like, why? And now I understand why. They played Spin the Bottle, and you know, it got to my turn, and I spun the bottle on someone, and all of a sudden, I felt like there was, like, a wet, like, a fish in my mouth. And that was my first kiss.
Wet fish.
A wet fish. That's an interesting description.
It's accurate if that's the first time that ever happens.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Gross. Mm.
You're not expecting
probably
it.
Shocked her.
Do you remember your first French kiss, Arch?
Oh, I do. I won't say anything more.
Was it a silent film, Arch?
Yes, but Buster Keaton.
Yeah.
They used to have a running theme on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He and Ed McMahon always theorized you couldn't make a good joke about Abraham Lincoln. Mm. And they would always say, too soon, because he had been shot, 200 years ago or 170 years ago. Conan experienced that thing last night. He tried to tell a Lincoln joke.
In Washington, D.C. yesterday, vandals spray-painted graffiti on the Lincoln Memorial.
Ooh.
Yeah, historians are calling it the second worst thing to ever happen to Abraham Lincoln. Guys, it's been a long time.
Love the save on that. Now, for this one, I need some help from Matthew Bloom, who you know is Pony Boy. The show is called Life Below Zero?
Yes, it's about people living up in Alaska. It's basically, for me, what The Bachelor is for Oscar.
Yeah.
Ooh, mind candy. Ooh,
sounds interesting.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And this is about a young man named Eric Saltain who is going out to set some new traps that he got, animal traps.
Yes.
These are 350-pound force traps. So when
they're
it
like
closes,
bear traps, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so
yeah,
check it out.
Especially since he's been named after a cracker.
Oh, Arch.
Eric Saltine.
Here's Eric Saltine.
Just opening up a box of Conibear 330s. This trap's different than most of the traps I use in that it actually breaks the neck of the animal and kills it instantly.
Use my handy trap setter here and try not to break my arm.
Whenever you're learning anything new, there's a learning curve. You gotta pay really close attention here. You make a mistake, costs you a finger or worse. So, to be honest, I am kind of scared of these traps. I'm just not very experienced with them, so I try to use a lot of caution. Pretty cold right now. It's about 20 below zero. Oh! That wasn't cool.
Oh. What did he do?
Oh, I caught my hand in it. Didn't feel particularly good.
He's okay.
Yes.
He's going to be okay, but he did get his hand caught in a 350-pound pressure trap.
He was so chill about it.
That's not good.
That's not good.
It's chilly outside.
Jennifer Lawrence is a lovable screwball, and sometimes she's just weird. She's doing this thing for charity to raise money to keep the media honest. Mm. But what she's doing is if you win the contest, you get to drink wine with her.
Hey, you. You want to help stop political corruption in America and drink a ton of wine? We've come to the right video. I'm here to give you and a guest a chance to come wine tasting with me in California to benefit Represent Us. It'll be great. We'll hang out, drink some wine, talk politics, drink wine. Maybe we'll call your ex. Maybe we'll call my ex. Who knows? The point is, we'll have fun. And I know what you're thinking. Jen, why would I go wine tasting with you? You probably can't even tell the difference between a review of a great wine and a review of one of your movies. Well, that's rude. And weirdly, really specific.
That's a great promotion. It is. Make some money on
it. And I think she's fantastic. I love her sense of humor. Let us close with this. Mike, we didn't get to it. Maybe on another episode we can talk about my theme park summer.
Oh, yes. Rob's King's Dominion review.
Exactly. But what we have is hot theme park news.
The studio behind the Hunger Games movies announced that it will be opening a theme park in South Korea dedicated to the films. They're calling it North Korea.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget, I'm not doing it at the end. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. We'll see you in a week. Have a great rest of the day, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.